Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Free Talk Live, and you can join us toll-free, 855-450-FREE. We've been talking about the minimum wage and some of the consequences that somebody could say would be unintended, but the minimum wage has
foreseeable.
The minimum wage has been studied long enough now to where if you don't foresee the consequences to raising the minimum wage, you haven't done any research. You know, you haven't really looked into this. You've just supported the minimum wage based on the idea that, hey, it helps people. But wait, no, it doesn't. It actually puts people in a greater more difficult situation because the prices have to come up. You know, if you're dealing with a business that is employing people at minimum wage, then payroll is always the number one cost of doing business.
Almost always.
And unless you get some crazy debt
manufacturing,
but yeah, payroll's huge. It's a huge cost, and so having to increase the cost of payroll means you've got to increase the cost of the product at the cash register, or at the very least, cut it back, slice it back, cut back the quality, cut back the amounts,
or go out of business. That's always an option, right?
That happens too. Let's go to Steve. He's listening in Atlantic City, in New Jersey, to WPG. Hey, Steve.
Hi. How you doing? Comment is that, besides everything everybody else is, everything that you said, like the incredible shrinking products and all that stuff, it's also by raising it to from wherever it is up to $15 an hour, might cause runaway inflation, which might also cause
That wouldn't cause inflation. It would cause an increase in prices. You got to understand inflation.
It puts upward pressure on pricing.
But that's not inflation. Inflation is where the increase of the money.
What they call price inflation, Ian.
Okay, but inflation, you know, as I understand it, is the definition of that is an increase in the money supply. Now, frequently what happens when the Federal Reserve or whoever is printing the money prints more money, like, you know, in Zimbabwe or whatever, when they're printing more money, that means there's more money chasing the same amount of goods. Hence, prices tend to go up when more money is printed. If what you're referring to is price inflation, then yeah, that would be more accurate.
Yeah, but what is true is this Mickey Mouse economics that says, you know what, let's raise the cost of producing, you know, things that people buy, and then the people that, you know, that produce them will make more money, and they'll buy those things at higher prices. So, yeah, I agree with that, your assessment.
But, yeah, it would go up, but it would go up uncontrolled. What I'm saying is it would control.
No, it won't go uncontrollable.
No, it would not go uncontrollable. You might be confusing the increase in prices based on an increase in minimum wage with something like hyperinflation. They are two completely unrelated.
If you look at hyperinflation throughout the last century, you look at the places it's occurred. You can just search hyperinflation, and Wikipedia has an exhaustive article on it and can show you all the different instances of it. Weimar Germany and Zimbabwe are probably the two most the ones that are most cited.
If you want to see one happening now, look at Venezuela.
Venezuela. The problem in Venezuela isn't that their minimum wage is too high. The problem in minimum is that they're putting all kinds of restrictions on the economy, and it is driving pricing up. There's no doubt about it. But really, the problem is the creation of the strong boulevard.
They got rid of the boulevard like a decade or a decade and a half ago.
This is the strong boulevard.
Hey, Steve, anything else you want to share? Go ahead now.
No, okay, thank you.
Thanks for the call tonight, man. Appreciate it. Toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. We've got Skype as well. Mary Ruart was on it earlier. You can sound as good as she does. Skype does sound a lot better than the phones, although thanks to our board op tonight for fixing the issue with the phones. Sounds much better. This last half of the show. So our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Daryl actually is producing the show in the background here tonight, and he found an interesting website, mouseprint.org. And apparently over at mouseprint.org, Daryl, the link you sent was actually for an old article. So they are updating mouseprint.org. That's the good news. I was worried that it might not have been updated in a little while, but it looks like updated as of 6 days ago. This is a website where they actually track the apparently some of the items that are being cut back in their amounts. Like we were talking about how a yogurt container has been sliced back from 6 ounces down to 5.3 after already having cut back from 8 ounces down to 6 a few years ago. And so apparently there's an actual website that tracks this. It's called mouseprint.org. Very happy to learn about that.
I can't believe it's just difficult for me to imagine. Obviously these people are pricing. They know their business. What it's hard for me to imagine is that somebody's going to it's expensive to retool your machines and to start making, you know, to set your plastic extruders to a 5.3-ounce cup instead of a 6-ounce cup, mm-hmm. instead of an 8-ounce cup, because they're always changing these things in order to make them smaller so they can keep the pricing the same so they can be competitive. But
right, they try to make them smaller in a way that doesn't look like they're making them smaller, like,
right.
you know, like the orange juice container that's gone down from 128 yeah. ounces to 96 or whatever.
It's flat.
So they'll make it thinner, but
yeah.
the width of it is still the same, so
but
it looks like it's the same size on the shelf.
Pretty soon it'll be a sheet of paper. it would seem to me that resetting your machines is more expensive than just go ahead and change your prices. I understand prices
yeah.
go up. I know that, you know, minimum wages are changing all over. I know that the government's printing more money. I get that things cost you more. I understand. But I guess it's the comparison shoppers or whatever that get them, because people don't, I don't know, like, I don't know.
Well,
I
you want to seem like you're competitive, right? You don't want to be the yogurt that's $1.15 when the other ones are 85 cents or
right.
whatever, even though you give more money for the value. I was looking at the website here, another example, you know how expensive spices are, right? You ever been to the spice rack in the store?
I go and I buy what my wife says, and I take the money that she gives me.
Yeah. Okay, well, I'm telling you,
I'm like
expensive.
George Bush Sr., who didn't know what a gallon of milk cost. I mean,
yeah.
I don't think that makes somebody out of touch with America, because I don't know what a gallon of milk costs. I do see a sign when I go by the Aldi's that says $2 for always $2 for a gallon
it's
of milk.
It's cheap at Aldi.
But I can't imagine
else.
That's what people are paying, generally.
You mean elsewhere?
Elsewhere, yeah.
No, they're paying like $3 for a gallon.
Yeah, elsewhere. I have no idea.
So look,
I don't buy homogenized pasteurized milk.
There's another one here. McCormick Pure Ground Black Pepper. Spices are super expensive. And if you ever go look at the spice rack next time you're at the store, it's like $7 for, you know, one little bottle of spice.
Okay.
And they knocked down the black pepper from 4 ounces to 3 ounces.
Oh, man.
It's a huge cut. When you look at it from that perspective, Joe is listening in Alabama. You're on Free Talk Live, and they probably didn't knock the price down. That's the thing when they cut down these sizes to
no.
keep the price the same. Go ahead, Joe.
Yeah, I was going to go back to the minimum wage aspect.
Yes, sir.
And I hate turning, you know, to politicians, but with an election coming up, a lot of welfare checks, benefit checks, they're based on the average pay. So, therefore, if minimum wage changes the average pay, they will be seeming to get more money, and they'll vote for the man saying, look what he done for me.
Hmm. I didn't know that about welfare.
Yeah, I've heard that about unions dues, too, but I don't know the... You know,
yeah, I heard union dues are a multiple of the minimum wage. I don't know if that's
your
true.
Your welfare check and your benefits and your unemployment is all based off of the economics. And
it makes some sense.
I was wondering if that was a aspect that because of election year, if people are going to look as, hey, the man did this for me, we got to get him elected again.
Well, there's
it's
no doubt that there's
coincidental.
A certain percentage of the population that will vote for the person who is willing to give away the most. And that's why I'm running for president right now. And
really?
I propose to give away double what Bernie Sanders is going to give away. Put me in the highest office in the land, and I will stick it to the rich people, and I will give you twice as much as Bernie Sanders will give you.
All right, now you're running against your competition over there, Daryl W. Perry now. So
that's right.
Yeah, Daryl W. Perry won't give you anything. He's not giving nothing away.
He's a libertarian.
I'm giving everything
Mark
away.
Is the king.
I am giving it all away because I think if you're willing to vote for me,
you're a good king.
Because Mark. You believe I'm going to give away a bunch of stuff, you get
all
what
right.
you deserve.
A benevolent dictator.
Have a blessing.
Joe. Thanks for the call tonight, man. I appreciate it. Good call. Toll-free number 855-450-FREE. So actually, this mouse print apparently...
My entire, the whole staff, every staff member there that I have for my secretaries and all that stuff, it's going to be, you know those volleyball players? The professional volleyball players?
Sure.
The
ones I don't
really,
know them. But...
The really nice shorts and the halter tops and stuff?
Okay.
Those girls are going to run the country.
Not a bad plan. Could be worse.
Yep.
So toll-free number tonight, 855.
Press conferences are going to be a lot more fun, folks.
453. Actually, this mouse print site is all about apparently exposing the strings and catches buried in fine prints. It's about more than just, you know, companies cutting costs on their product containers and the amounts. We'll come back with more. You can share your thoughts. Maybe you got a good story to share. It's Free Talk Live.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You've probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to purse.freetalklive.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to purse.freetalklive.com right now and get signed up and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 25% off of everything on Amazon through purse.freetalklive.com. It's purse.freetalklive.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows, pause and rewind live TV, even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, my name is DeRay, suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle and actually absorb, providing nutrients targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drwortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
With more Free Talk Live, and you can join us here toll-free at 855-450-FREE. Maybe you've noticed some cutting back in the area of food products. We found a website here, mouseprint.org, that it's not all about cutting the costs on food, but They certainly do outline some of the sneaky moves that these companies are making in an attempt to try to pull the wool over consumers' eyes. And I imagine it works with a lot of people, but anybody who's paying attention, it's just insulting. And so you can share your thoughts here. Also, we've been discussing the minimum wage and some of the problems with raising the minimum wage. The problem with the minimum wage existing, of course, is that it meddles in people's business. It's none of your damn business who I decide to hire or who wants to come work for me at how much per hour or whatever. It's my business. It's their business, but it's no one else's. And so if people can come to an agreement together without the use of force, without aggression, then that's a voluntary consensual agreement, and you should leave those folks alone. But no, the minimum wage says it's a criminal act to pay somebody less than $7.25 or whatever. In Seattle now, it's $15.
Yeah, it also it's an artificial restriction on immigration too, because one of the big concerns with people moving here, at whatever speed they would want to move here, is that we'd have slums surround cities. There's some evidence for that. There's some good evidence for that. But you look at historically in the United States, there were certainly slums areas in larger cities, where very low-end workers would live. You can look around the world where they don't have minimum wages and that sort of thing. Not always, but sometimes. I believe there's no minimum wage law, and I think it might be Switzerland or Germany. I don't know.
God, how can they live?
Well, they just...
Aren't they all being exploited by every employer there who has whittled the wages down to 5 cents an hour?
No.
Isn't that what people believe is going to happen without a minimum wage? Is that the evil companies will... just stop paying people?
Well,
basically, it's ridiculous.
The evidence to the contrary of that is that anybody makes more than minimum wage, right? Like,
sure.
If you make more than minimum wage, you are the evidence that that wages won't be whittled down to a $1 an hour.
Because there's competition for jobs. There's competition between businesses to hire people. And so they've got to offer perks like, oh, you can work in the air conditioning here as well as get paid. Hey, that sounds pretty good compared to working in some sweaty factory where you're not making
without
very much.
Without using having spinning saw blades right next to your head while you're working,
yeah.
Right? Like, it's a step up.
So we're talking about some of the consequences of raising the minimum wage. And I should clarify, I said it was $15 an hour in Seattle. I apologize. It is going to be $15. They're stepping it up over time. So right now it's gone up to...
But San Fran raised it too, right?
Yeah, but they haven't raised it immediately to 15. So okay. They're stepping it up over a series of several years. So right now, San Francisco, it's gone up to $12.25. Seattle, it's at 11. So over the next few years, it's going to go up to 15.
And these big cities are always going to have larger, people generally get paid more in big cities in the United States than they do in rural areas. And that's just the way that is. So a $15 an hour minimum wage that works in Seattle isn't going to work in Poplar Bluff, Missouri.
Mm-hmm. Some restaurants have tacked on a 15% surcharge to cover the higher wages.
Yeah.
And some managers are...
I'd like to point out on restaurants are already riding the last recession, the Great Depression. The reason that...
What do you mean they're riding it?
They're riding it. Okay, so servers get tips here today because restaurants back in the Great Depression couldn't afford to pay their servers.
Oh, really?
And so they went to a sort of tipping model in order to keep the business open. And I don't have a problem with, trying new economic models in order to keep your business open. I think this tipping thing needs to go away. It's not done in other countries. We need to get rid of this and the imperial measurement system. Let's go to metrics and companies.
I think you're more likely
servers.
To get rid of the imperial system.
You're not likely to do either. They're entrenched.
Yeah, but you could.
But at this point, we're tipping everybody, though. Like, it's getting ridiculous. I go to a coffee shop. I order a decaf black coffee. All you have to do is pull a handle and put it in a cup.
Well, but Mark, if somebody's been super cool and super nice, then there's nothing wrong with giving them
that. There's nothing wrong with giving them that.
They're not expecting it. That's why there's a jar there.
When the checkout gal at the local grocery store is super cool and super nice, I don't slip her a $5 bill.
Sometimes you can obviously it's hard to do with the checkout girl, but at Publix in Florida, they had a rule that the people helping people, like there's a lot of old people down there, right? So so they've got the busboys and the baggers who will go and
take the card out.
They'll take a card out and help the old lady load up her groceries. A lot of times they'll offer the young man or whoever it is $20 or some amount, $10.
Many businesses have a no tipping policy for their
And they've been told they can't take that. So you would you would have to slip it to them, but it can be done. I mean, you know.
Don't think, look, businesses, pay your employees the what you want them to make. I think that this is getting ridiculous where everybody needs to be guilted every time they walk into a business. I do not tip the baristas for making me a cup of decaf coffee.
I tipped the guy today just for getting me a soda out of the
Because you feel guilty.
No, that's not why. Because I want to help these guys out. They don't make a whole lot of money. And, you know, don't ascribe your emotions to me, Mark. We're two different people. And a lot of the people in the service industry, you know, they could use a little bit of extra money. So if they're giving you good service, the idea behind it
is the guy making the burrito in the back is working just as hard, if not harder.
Maybe he's splitting
it with nobody gives him crap.
Hold on, Mark. You don't know what the situation is.
Yes, I do. I've worked at plenty of restaurants.
Excuse me. Have you worked at the local
burger? Not every restaurant. You're right. I have not worked at every restaurant in the country, you lunatic. I'm telling you that the cooks complain across the – no, I don't have to jump to a conclusion that you're a lunatic. I've worked with you for 12 years. The cooks have argued for decades that servers make the front of the house.
I'm a lunatic. I'm the one who's tipping these poor people who are trying to make a little bit of money.
I'm telling you, it's a bad economic.
Your ungrateful butt. They're the ones serving you.
I'm not ungrateful. What is ungrateful about what I say?
If you have gratitude, then you show it by giving a tip to the person for doing a good job and treating you well and encouraging them to do better work in the future.
You smile at them and you're kind. That's how you show gratitude.
Yeah.
That's what gratitude looks like.
Mm-hmm. You can do that and give them a tip so they can pay their bills at the end of the month. Yeah, how about that?
If they can't pay their bills, that's something that their employer needs to address, don't they?
Mm-hmm. Well, already the prices are high enough at a lot of these places, Mark.
That's the point.
I don't blame a employer for wanting to keep the tipping system around. Look, there are problems with the tipping system.
The only people that I see there's businesses that – tipping is necessary. I tip, bellhops and taxi cab drivers and servers and those folks.
Why is it necessary? Just because it's always been that way?
Well, why don't I feel bad for not going to these places?
I don't know what you're asking.
Well, if I'm not giving the money, shouldn't I just run around every business that is around there handing out money to employees in order that they can pay their bills at the end of the month?
Well, then you'd run out of money pretty quickly.
That's the point, is that I want to effectively distribute my money based on better economic models.
If you tip well, you'll get better service over time, and they'll treat you differently than other customers. So there's good reason to give a tip. There's lots of different good reasons to do it. You can bitch and moan and complain about it all you want, but the tipping system isn't going to go away.
It's not. So I didn't claim that
it
would.
Do you want to look like, you know, you're a skinflint or that you're generous? It's
no,
up to you.
What I'm asking is, and I asked a question,
you're the one
how
with
many
the crown
more
on.
Business?
You're calling me crazy? 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Maybe you work in the service business and you got something to say to Mark. You're welcome to join us here. 855.
Maybe you'd like to actually get know how much money you were going to get paid in a month.
$4.50 free, you do. And then the tips are a bonus on top of that.
$2.13 an hour.
We're coming up.
It's a terrifying thought. You're trapped somewhere without a radio and no access to GCN shows, a doctor's office, the DMV, your mother-in-law's.
Come on, stay for dinner.
That's what makes the newly redesigned GCN Live app a true lifesaver. Listen to your favorite GCN hosts and programming on your smartphone, wherever you are. Download yours free on iTunes or Google Play. The new GCN Live app. Don't leave home without it.
Affordable health insurance was the promise of Obamacare, but for many, the government mandate caused more problems than it solved. And I want to tell you about a truly affordable alternative, Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare bypasses doctor and hospital panels, giving you the freedom to choose 100% coverage up to $1 million per year per occurrence, which includes dental, vision, pharmacy, and holistic care. Call 1-800-714-6993, 1-800-714-6993, 1-800-714-6993 today.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Did you know some countries are now banning GMO foods? It's true. That's why for quality storable foods, you need ready-made resources. For over 19 years, we've become the name you can trust for thousands of products, like Numana Healthy Food Storage. All Numana storable foods are non-GMO, non-soy, and gluten-free available. Call 800-627-3809 or click readymaderesources.com. Ready-made resources. We don't just sell the products, we live it.
Now, a twice-as-nice Twin Kit special offer from Complete H2O Minerals for all GCN listeners. Get a Complete H2O Minerals Twin Kit with 33 different minerals, vitamins, and amino acids all in a liquid form. Enough for two people for 1 month. Regular price, $89.95. But now Complete H2O Minerals is offering the Twin Kit for $69.95. And all GCN listeners receive a bonus 16-ounce bottle of Ionic Silver absolutely free with free shipping. A $120 total value. Hurry, limited time offer. Call 803-794-4767 or click CompleteH2OMinerals.com.
In the U.S. alone, a home invasion occurs every 13 seconds. On top of that, the average response time for 911 is over 15 minutes. That just won't cut it. Don't allow yourself or the important people in your life to be victims. When seconds matter, don't be caught stumbling for your firearm. Get the protection you deserve. Get yourself a hidden holster from HiddenHolster.com. It's the original hidden holster. The hidden holster is quick, easy, and convenient. It's versatile enough for the home, workplace, or virtually anywhere else you might need it. Have peace of mind with your firearm close by at all times. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. If you own a firearm, you need a hidden holster. Your protection matters, and self-defense is the best defense. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. The original hidden holster.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
We're back with more Free Talk Live, and you can join us here. We've been talking about the consequences, the economic consequences of the minimum wage. There are a lot of cities that are getting it in their mind to go to $15 an hour. Now, they're not jumping right to 15. They're stepping it up over several years, but as they have raised it even a little bit, Seattle's up to $11, San Francisco to $12.25. We're already seeing businesses raise their prices. People are getting their hours cut. You can share your thoughts here at 855-450-FREE. We've also got Skype. Skype on in here at username lrn.fm. Mark, tell me about gold and silver. How do you get it?
If you want to get it, you go to gold.freetalklive.com. Gold hasn't been lower in, I think it's the lowest prices in 5 years. Now might be the time to load up gold and silver, both. And, you know, if you're not in the market for gold, then you might be able to afford silver. So you go to gold.freetalklive.com. We've got great prices and great service there. Midas Resources, we've teamed up with them. I've bought gold and silver with them for years, and we've done business here on Free Talk Live with him for more than a decade. It's gold.freetalklive.com.
All right, let's go to Patrick. He's in Charleston, South Carolina. Hey, Patrick, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hey.
Welcome, sir.
Thank you. The problem is everybody keeps looking at this minimum wage instead of looking at opportunity, and it's because of the government. There isn't opportunity. There's too many rules, too many regulations. Businesses are dying faster than they're starting. You keep piling these costs onto businesses. The guys say, forget about it. I'm not going to do this anymore.
Right. They'll either shut it down completely or they'll move to some other country where they can operate it for the reduced cost.
Right. All problems in America can be laid at the foot of Congress, that bunch of idiots that are there. Because
you know what people would say, though, people would say is that well, take a look at Europe. The regulatory agency in the European Union is even bigger than the United States. They've still got businesses there.
They've got a VAT tax.
Yeah, take a look at the German worker. They get 6 weeks a year in vacation. Wouldn't you want 6 weeks a year? Wouldn't life be better with more regulation? This is what we aspire to. How do you rebut that?
I don't know. None of my friends aspire to such things. They want to live free. They don't want, have to hire an HR person to deal with all these rules and regulations, which adds to the cost of doing business. Germany, they have a unique system over there where the unions are part of, I don't know, the government, the company. I'm not sure exactly how it works over there. I don't profess to be a European specialist. But their products cost more for the people that are there because they have all these taxes and what have you. We don't
need
that. We're a unique group.
Well, I think that the free market tends to work best. I wish we'd give it a shot.
Yeah.
I agree.
And when you see the United States, when you see its most prosperous from 1870 to 1890, what they call the Gilded Era, maybe we could call it the Golden Era because it was very effective, that worker wages doubled in a two-decade period. That's
because
never
of competition,
happened before
not because
or
of,
since.
Not because of a government edict, but because it's just natural competition.
Just natural competition. And, the sort of marketplace had matured enough that people could do that, and there's competition for workers.
Right. Patrick, anything else you want to share? Now, in fact, we're importing people to compete against America, which causes poor people even more angst.
Well, usually the people that are brought in to compete are poor, too.
Well, I say bring in more competition. I think that competition's a good thing, and, the more competition you've got in the marketplace.
Down, there you go.
It does, but it also, that brings costs down for companies, which means products will be cheaper over time if you keep bringing wages down as well. So there's some benefits to that.
Yeah, opinion, if you can't...
crony capitalism. I'm not into crony capitalism.
No, me neither, But there's a difference between, the crony capitalists bringing in workers and open borders and freedom. I mean, I would support the latter. I would support having anybody who wants to come in here and, try to make a better life for themselves to be able to do that, wouldn't you?
Well, good. I hope they all move to your neighborhood then.
Yeah, sounds great. I would love that. I would love a bunch of hardworking, good people coming here to New Hampshire to make life better for folks. That sounds fantastic.
The only way to keep them out is to build a giant wall with, motion tracking machine guns.
Yeah, I don't want a police state.
Sharks with lasers.
Hey, thanks, Patrick. Appreciate it, man. Toll free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. It's the live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live. Barry is on the line listening to WIBC. Barry, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, how you guys doing?
Are you listening on the radio tonight out of Indy?
No, I'm listening Evansville, Indiana, 1280 WGBF.
Okay, you're out by Evansville. Okay, very good. Our board, I've got the station wrong. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Well, I was listening to you guys talk about raising the minimum wage and so forth, and I'm a taxi cab driver. I mean, we go out every night. We're self-employed, independent contractors, and we use our abilities to be at the right place at the right time, and you have to really stay sharp and everything. There's no one guaranteeing us a wage or whatever or anything else that goes with it. But I haul people all the time in different places, and the folks that are on minimum wage, a lot of them are supplementing their benefits that they get from the government. Young ladies that have children and stuff, they work so that they can have taxes taken out and they can draw their earned income credits and so forth. And when you raise the minimum wage, you're putting these people in a situation where they're making more money, and all of a sudden they're dropping out of jobs where they were getting wage increases to find places where they can get less hours and not accumulate as much money. So it's kind of funny how
and the benefits.
Work in And the benefits, yeah.
Yeah, they want the benefits because the benefits they don't get charged for. And
yeah, but if they don't get enough hours, they're not going to get the benefits, right?
It's true.
Well, that's true, too. But the benefits that they're already receiving from the government...
they'll outweigh that.
Too much money. Yeah, far outweigh what they can... So.
And that's what they're seeing happening in Seattle, where people who are on welfare who are now getting more money per hour are asking to have their hours cut because they don't want to exceed the amount that would disqualify them.
So one of the reasons that we have the government so deeply enmeshed in the medical sphere, even prior to Obamacare coming in, was because there was a 90% income tax at one point in the United States. And what companies did was they offered benefits like dental and optical and these sorts of things, and got people reliant on not paying for their own medical. They disenfranchised people from the cost of their own medical care, and instead of, because the government disincentivized people getting paid a wage, normally people would want, give me the money, I'll take care of my own, my own health care. But instead, because the government was going to tax that wage at 90%, people are like, you know what, I'll take these benefits. Yeah, sure, I'll take a company car, I'll take the optical, the dental, whatever else that's out there. And then people became disenfranchised from, they stopped even considering that there might be a cost to their medical. And now we have this culture of people that are big, giant, in the French, enfant terribles, terrible babies that expect everything to be taken care of for them.
Well, the point I'm making is that if the idea to raise the minimum wage is to help people advance themselves, in our culture, that's not working because it's a deterrent for them to get ahead. If tomorrow I can't hold them in my taxi cab to their doctor's appointment because, an example is, a person making more than $900 in the state of Indiana is ineligible for Medicaid.
Well,
so they're constantly monitoring themselves because they could never begin to pay for poor children that need medical coverage and everything if they make
very good call. Appreciate hearing from you. Drive safe out there, man. Thanks for making the call tonight here to Free Talk Live. Our toll-free number is 855-453. The minimum wage is intended to help people advance. The politicians, they want to continue getting elected, so that's why they push it. It's Free Talk Live.
If you could choose any school in the country to earn your college degree and be on your way to a better life, would you choose one the Wall Street Journal recognizes as producing some of the best qualified graduates, or one the Princeton Review ranks as a leader in undergraduate education, or maybe one the U.S. News and World Report names among the most innovative schools in the country? Now, you don't have to choose. At Arizona State University, we want to help you learn to thrive in life. At ASU Online, we offer over 100 graduate and undergraduate programs on your time and schedule. You receive the exact same curriculum, degree, and prestigious faculty as the on-campus students, and we're universally recognized as one of the innovators in online learning technologies. For information, call 1-800-595-9736. U.S. News and World Report ranked ASU in the top 10 best places to earn an online degree, so learn to thrive with ASU Online. Call today at 1-800-595-9736. That's 1-800-595-9736.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley. With U.S. Tax Shield, we can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Talk Live. You can dial in toll free to join the discussion here, whether it's about the minimum wage, unintended consequences thereof, or whatever's on your mind. Our toll free number is 855-450-FREE. We've also been highlighting some of the product cutbacks where the grocery store or Walmart or whatever, you're looking at the product on the shelf. It looks like it always looked. But, oh, the bottle is thinner than it's ever been. And, or they just sort of, you know, the bottle might be the same size, but they're not putting as much fluid in, like with the beer bottles that are now 11.2 ounces. Not all of them are down from 12, but you're starting to see it more and more often. So what have you observed? You can share your thoughts here. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
Don't forget, you can join us online at freetalklive.com. And coming up, Keenvention is on the way at the end of October. It's the third annual Keenvention. It's an intimate convention-style event happening here in our very own Keene, New Hampshire, with dozens, what will be dozens, we haven't announced them all yet, but dozens of folks are going to be speaking about various different subjects. There's lots of great panel discussions. You can actually go to keenvention.info, and you can watch 2013 and 2014, all of the panels and speeches from those conventions.
They're all up, huh?
It's all online. You can watch it all for free. So go and check it out. You can get a taste of what it's like to be at Keenvention by watching what's happening on stage, but that doesn't really show you everything that happens. You know, we also have the Halloween costume dance party. There are social events that occur besides that. And just, you know, getting to know the people, the activists here in New Hampshire. We talk a lot about them and a lot about the activism that goes on here. This is your chance to meet them in person and discuss whatever it is you want to with them, because every panel is open. There's an open microphone in the audience for anybody that wants to ask a question.
It's hugely participatory, and there's a lot of time left for questions. I think in a lot of speeches it's not the case.
But. Yeah, we have long panel discussions at Keenvention, and the speeches are also open to question as well. So it's a really interactive, really intimate, fun event, and I've enjoyed it. I've enjoyed bringing them to
you. It's not just one question necessarily either, because I remember there was an exchange between, not this last year, but the year before, between me and a guy who disagreed with my sort of assessment on how things were going to go in the future in New Hampshire. As New Hampshire became more and more free, he didn't like the way that I put something. And he had an opportunity to get to be heard, and you know, know.
Sure.
That's that.
So go to keyinvention.info. You can go there, get your tickets for just $60 for the entire weekend or Bitcoin equivalent. So if you want to pay with Bitcoin, you can do that. $60 is an amazing price for any weekend-long convention. Go ahead and price it around. I bet you won't find anything that affordable.
No.
So keyinvention.info. You meet the movers and the shakers, a lot of the great activists here in New Hampshire, and meet some other folks who are thinking about making the move up here. So keyinvention.info. We'll look forward to seeing you there. Meantime, we go to your calls and thoughts. Let's talk first to Roger, listening to WGBF in Evansville. Hey, Roger.
Hey, how you guys?
Welcome, sir. You're on the air.
Yeah, on packaging. You mean like the half-gallon ice cream used to be 2 quarts, and now it's a quart and a pint?
Yeah, it's 1.5 in some cases. If you're lucky, you can find a company that's still making 1.75 quart ice creams, but they're a little harder to come across.
Yeah, but the real reason I called was I've been working 40 years, and I know people have been on welfare for 40 years. Why should I bust my butt for 40 years while they sit on theirs for 40?
You shouldn't.
So
what?
I don't know anything. I don't know much about welfare. I remember I was working at a convenience store, and somebody came in and showed me a food stamp. This was back when they had them. I thought it was a traveler's check. I mean, this shows what I know about this stuff. I just wasn't raised to. I wouldn't take a government program for nothing. I'm going to go out and work, even when I was eligible for unemployment. I just went and got a job rather than taking the unemployment. But I thought welfare was limited in how long you could get it. I know that there's different programs out there, and they're all sort of called welfare. What? How would somebody be on welfare for 40 years?
The generational welfare, people who have sat there and just played the system.
Okay.
You know, you see it family after, it's like having babies for welfare money.
People have said, Mary Ruard, we just had on, she talked about that, yeah.
Okay. And didn't Maine, I was in New Hampshire from New Hampshire from 79 to 89. And I think when I left in, didn't Maine start work to welfare in like 1990, and it lasted for about 2 years?
No idea.
What would that have been, where they were encouraging people to get on welfare?
Get off welfare by going to work.
No, welfare to work.
Oh, welfare to work, okay.
Weaning them off. Because they say, I've heard they make as much as $48,000 a year, and I don't make that working.
I can't imagine. Yeah. Man, oh man.
Between the money, the benefits, the housing, the medical, and my other question, that was the guy's point about illegals coming in, taking our job. And, I don't have the statistics, but how many illegals, they've been the big push on Steinley getting killed in California by the illegal.
Can we stop this illegal thing? I mean, we're talking about human beings here. I mean, have you ever broken a law before?
Yeah.
Okay, then you're an illegal. Welcome to the club.
If I did, I'd pay for it. Well,
oh, no, you didn't.
Most people don't.
No, you don't get caught most of the time. You speed, and you and I both know that.
It's a term that people use. I understand you don't like it.
It's a very negative term that collectivizes people and acts as though all people who come here and break some stupid government law to come here to try to make a better life for themselves are somehow criminals, and that they're somehow, a dangerous group of folks, and it dehumanizes them. And I don't appreciate it. And by the way, they're not your job.
Well,
you don't own the job.
30,000 that were illegal and should have been deported and have been ignored, and then we have innocent American U.S. citizens getting killed.
Well, okay, so the American Conservative Magazine. Look, I know Donald Trump is trumpeting this, but the American Conservative Magazine went through and they did a study on Hispanics and whites and blacks, and they looked at the truth about whether or not. They can't tell you how many illegals kill people, but they can tell you how many Hispanics do, and that's usually what people are talking about. And the fact is that there is no noticeable difference between the crime rates in white communities, committed by whites, and versus the crimes committed by Hispanics. So I don't think that there's...
The other thing I called in on was, the Obamacare was supposed to cut everybody's insurance rates, and they say most people's going up $1,500,
$2,500. Oh, yeah.
When I was in New Hampshire, I was working at Seabrook Nuclear Power Plant.
Yeah.
And there was 5,000 people working with UENC, United Engineers and Contractors. I don't know if that was just our location or nationwide. I know there were 5,000 at Seabrook. But we had Blue Cross Blue Shield 80-20 for like, it was either $4 a week or $4 a month. So if they just dumped 40,000 insurance paying patrons on, why did the insurance rates go up instead of go down?
Because whenever you get the government involved in anything, costs go up.
Hey, I'm with you on the Obamacare.
They're a monopoly.
Thanks, Roger, for the call tonight. Well, it's not quite a total monopoly because you still have a few insurance providers, but the way the things are going, they're encouraging those insurance providers basically by virtue of
the government deciding who gets a license. And
that's what I was going to say, is there are very few insurance providers, and over time, they're going to be buying each other out. Because essentially these companies can't afford to do business if they're forced to accept new clients that have pre-existing conditions. You know, that's going to be a ticking time bomb. Eventually, these companies are not going to be able to get people to pay them the rates that they need to pay out what they have to pay out in claims. And so they're just going to gobble each other up until there's one or two left. And we're almost at that point, it seems like, in some places. I remember when I looked for health insurance in New Hampshire several years ago, there were only two real choices that were in the marketplace. So you're going
to
see fewer.
States need to open up and allow competition, intrastate competition.
But you're
going to
see fewer and fewer options on the marketplace the more the government gets involved in regulating this until there's no more choices, and then the government can take it over completely and make it even worse. Austin is in Evansville also listening to WGBF. Go ahead, Austin. We're short on time.
I just wanted to let you guys, I wanted to hear your opinion on Switzerland. I would say most people consider Switzerland the first world country, and from what I was aware of, they don't have a minimum wage.
Yeah, I think I wasn't sure which country it was. I thought it might be Germany, but I did mention Switzerland, that they don't have one. And somehow, you know, they do very, very well
My
there.
Board op is telling me, Mark, that Switzerland does have some sort of collective bargaining between government and business regarding wages. So okay. Maybe they don't have a minimum wage that we know of, like that we are used to, but maybe they have something that's similar but not quite.
We've got an amplifier who lives over in Switzerland. We should ask him about
Austin, it. Thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. We're out of time for now, but we'll be back tomorrow night. You can join us online in the meantime over at freetalklive.com and enjoy what little remains of your weekend. See you tomorrow.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust who will never betray you or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain name, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom. And with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
Inventory is everything. Products sitting on shelves is money sitting on shelves. Managing our inventory is key. That's why I use KeepStock Solutions from Grainger. KeepStock Solutions help keep just the right amount of inventory on hand. KeepStock Solutions help keep the cost down. KeepStock Solutions keep me a happy camper. What's the key to better inventory management? KeepStock Solutions from Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Visit Grainger.com/KeepStock for more information. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.